Welcome back to the Thinking Crypto Podcast, your home for cryptocurrency news and interviews. If you are new here, please hit that subscribe button as well as the thumbs up button and leave a comment below. If you're listening on a podcast platform such as Apple or Spotify, please give me a 5-star rating. This content is brought to you by Uphold, which is a great platform that makes it easy to buy, sell, trade, and earn cryptocurrencies. I've been a user of Uphold for years. They are one of my exchanges that I use for on and off ramps, you know, getting liquidity and so forth. And they have a lot of unique features, like you can swap between cryptocurrencies and precious metals and US stocks at a click of a button. And they have 10 plus million users, 200 plus cryptocurrencies, and they're available in 150 countries. So once again, I'm a user of this platform. I can vouch for it. If you'd like to learn more, please visit the link in the description. All right, my friends, we got some very big news today. NASDAQ starts crypto custody service for institutional clients. The exchange said it is open to working with crypto native firms. My friends, we're talking about NASDAQ, the second largest US stock exchange. We're talking big leagues here. I can't overemphasize how big this is. For years, my OG subscribers and listeners know I've been talking about banks, stock exchanges, all the major financial institutions would be entering this crypto market. And we are seeing them slowly come into the market. It doesn't happen overnight, and it's happening in the bear market. When retail is scared, when there's blood on the streets, when Jim Cramer is on TV spreading FUD, right? This is when they're setting up shop. And remember what happened last month? BlackRock took a position. They partnered with Coinbase to offer their clients crypto trading, custody, and a whole bunch of other services. And they also launched a Bitcoin spot trust. Also, Charles Schwab, Citadel Securities, and Fidelity partnered to launch their own cryptocurrency exchange. Do you see what is happening? This is why I created this podcast and this channel, to keep you informed, to help you to become a knowledgeable investor, to know what's happening, to be an informed investor, because it's not what they say, it's what they do. And we're seeing a big move towards crypto. So let me give you the details here. So they are starting a cryptocurrency custody service as they aim to cash in on demand from institutional crypto investors, according to a press release Tuesday. So this is verified. Full press release was launched on their website titled NASDAQ Establishes New Digital Assets Business. It says here the company has hired Ira Orbach, who previously ran prime brokerage services at Gemini, as the head of its digital assets unit, the release said. NASDAQ's move into crypto follows a wider trend across Wall Street. Last month, BlackRock, the world's largest asset manager, said it will offer cryptocurrencies to its institutional clients and depository trust and clearing corp, which processes almost all U.S. stock market trades, released its own blockchain as it looks to speed up the settlement of trades. Here's a quote. Demand among institutional investors for engaging in digital assets has increased in recent years, and NASDAQ is well positioned to accelerate broader adoption and drive sustainable growth, Tal Cohen, head of North American markets at NASDAQ, said in the release. NASDAQ will compete with crypto exchange Coinbase and crypto custodians Anchorage Digital and BitGo in holding Bitcoin and Ether for institutional clients in the United States. Orbach said that NASDAQ is open to working with crypto native firms, although it doesn't have any plans for acquisitions in the short term, a Bloomberg report said. Guys, the next bull market, and this is not hyperbole, is going to be epic. It's going to be unlike anything you've ever seen before. And you all know I've been talking about it for years, the adoption, right? That was going to take place. You have all these major whales and institutions and major pillars in the traditional financial world setting up shop in crypto. What do you think is going to happen in the next bull market? They're going to market this to their clients, both retail and institutional. And there's going to be a lot of political sway and more favor for crypto, because we're talking about the big leagues. These guys, they buy off politicians. They make crypto donations. You all know how it works. So just imagine if they have skin in the game and they have a stake in the ground, right? And they're buying now and building the service and the infrastructure, the on and off ramps for major institutional players, the Wall Streeters of the world, right, who are ready to put money into this market. And like I said years ago, they're building the white glove service, full data analytics, handholding, customer service, you name it. That's what's coming to crypto here. And this, when I see things like this, it makes me so bullish. It further confirms where this asset class is going, and that is to become the greatest asset class ever. And that is not hyperbole. Why? I'm going to talk a bit about it, and tokenization of assets, art, real estate, cars, you name it, everything on the blockchain. That is where we're headed. And crypto and digital assets are a part of that. NFTs are a part of that, right? Guys, I once again, I can't overemphasize how great the next bull market's going to be. And this market, I think, as I've said many times, is that it could hit full maturity, full mass adoption in the 2024 bull market, or close to it, maybe about 90%, right? And then in the next subsequent bull market, that's when we hit the full 100%. But I think next bull market is going to be pretty epic. So huge news. Now, I tweeted about, once again, you know, my statements earlier, dollar cost average, hodl and be patient, because while Jim Cramer acts the fool and FUDs on TV and Gary Gensler is trying to hurt crypto, these major institutions are setting up shop. And here is an example. My friend Michael Arrington, one of my heroes, in fact, I've interviewed him multiple times on the channel. He just tweeted out a couple images, and I think they tell a great story. The first was an article, which I've shared on this channel, is that the internet may be just a passing fad as millions give up on it. And then on the flip side of that, he has a recent article from Bloomberg, in fact, yesterday, the title, Bitcoin looks like a faded fad as Fed goes all in on rate hikes. They're the media, right, playing out the sentiments here and writing off the technology. It's dead. See, told you guys, right? But we know that is to fool the people who are not well educated about investing, who are not well educated about this technology, who just hear it in passing, who follow the herd. And unfortunately, that's the dumb money crowd, which buys the top. And that is not how you make money in investing, right? Those are people who listen to Jim Cramer. They don't take the time and the hours to invest and to learn and to research. How does this thing work? What is happening here? What is the market cycles? They don't do that. But if you understand that, my friends, and you are here and you're dollar cost averaging, you're on the side of smart money. So count yourself lucky on that front. Now, here's another example of major adoption. SoftBank, Deutsche Telekom backed $300 million fund with Web3 component. The fund from DTCP launched in March and is still raising money. It is expected to close in 2023. So we continue to see the trend of crypto funds popping up left and right. And a lot of the capital from the traditional markets is coming in. So launched in March, investors in the Growth Equity 3 Fund include Deutsche Telekom and Japanese conglomerates SoftBank, along with institutional investors such as pension funds and family offices. DTCP will continue raising capital, and the fund is targeted to close a new investments in 2023, according to the press release. The fund will write checks of $20 million to $25 million for about 25 equity investments in early to growth stage companies in Europe, Israel, and the United States. The first investment from the fund was $15 million for conversational AI startup Cognigy.ai. And SoftBank, which has about $419 billion in assets under management, has become a noted crypto investor in crypto companies. Recent investments have included the $66 million round for Web3 infrastructure startup Infstones in June and a $75 million commitment to crypto exchange Bullish the following month. By the way, that's such a great name for a crypto exchange, Bullish. So let's move ahead here. Here's the token economy I was talking about, guys. We got news from Securitize. I interviewed with the co-founder and president years ago, and they mentioned, they tweeted out today, leading art appraisal firm Winston Art Group has teamed up with Arturicom. Goodness, I can't pronounce today, Arturi, and to launch a diversified tokenized art fund on Securitize Markets, tokenized on the Polygon blockchain. And this is why I've been very bullish on Matic lately. Matic is the native token of Polygon. We saw Starbucks adopt Polygon to build their NFTs, Disney, as well as Coca-Cola, big brands getting involved here. So I have, once again, Matic in my portfolio. I'm not telling you to go invest in Matic, do your own research, but I'm just letting you know what I'm doing and how I approach my investment. It is looking at the partnerships and that these blockchains are getting adoption. And this is significant in my opinion. The token economy, my friends, that is what's going to drive GDP. That is what's going to run the world in the future. Everything on the blockchain, 24/7 trading, faster transaction times, more trust, and the elimination of a lot of middlemen, right? So blockchain will be adopted by multiple industries. Now, big news out of Colorado. For those of you who don't know what Colorado is, my out of the country listeners, Colorado is a state in the United States. Well, they are now accepting Bitcoin and crypto for tax payments via PayPal. The adoption continues. And if you have government, both federal and local, adopting crypto and educating the masses about it, that's only going to be even more beneficial for these people to come and invest in the market, right? In the asset class. So all bullish and great news. Now, final item here, and this is, just bullish in itself. The IMF says crypto needs global regulatory framework. The longer it takes international regulators to form a game plan for regulating crypto, the more likely it is that regulation will be locked in at a fragmented national level, warned the IMF on Tuesday. So even the IMF and these global associations are recognizing how big crypto is and that it is here to stay and it can't be stopped. And they're calling for all these countries, get your crypto regulations in place, not banning, right? But getting it right, foster innovation, but protect consumers, weed out the scams, right? That's what we want. But we, of course, are facing a big challenge here in the United States with SEC Chair Gary Gensler, who is trying to stifle innovation, not just go after scams. And of course, we've shared countless examples and shared statements he's made. He's gone beyond his scope as the SEC chair. So this is the situation we find ourselves in. But the IMF is calling for every government in the world to get this right, my friends. So once again, I will say it again for maybe the thousandth time. The next bull market is going to be epic. Will you be there making money? I want you to think about that. All right, guys, let me know what you think. Leave your thoughts and comments below. Hit the thumbs up button, share this video, and I'll talk to you all later.